Hello, I'm Donald Stephen from Learning Without Borders, and I'm going to be talking about Robbie Burns. So if ever a poet understood the character of the nation that he was living in, it was Robert Burns. Very emotional, heartfelt poetry, written in Scots. The humanity that he had was carried on onto the page. And very observational and acute observations. Nothing was too small or too large. There's a poem about a mouse. It's very famous. Robert Burns was born on the 25th of January, 1759, near Ayr on the west coast of Scotland. And he grew up in a farming family. And from a young age, he had a love for poetry and wrote poetry to attract girls. He didn't have much time to sit and ponder poems though, and it became his habit to think of poems as he worked in his father's farm. Eventually he had quite a lot written down, and he was able to publish an edition of his poems, originally called Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect, and there were 612 copies. He did become very famous in his lifetime. Increasingly he saw himself as sort of the Scottish bard. Burns embarked on several tours of Scotland to observe the country and to observe the history and traditions and songs of the land. He became obsessed with songwriting from this period, and he managed to rescue a lot of traditional songs and rewriting their words. His poems live on, and he's very universally loved in Scotland, but also in countries such as Russia and Japan. And there's an annual dinner in his name every year on his birthday, the 25th of January. They have a Burns supper. And at a Burns supper, anyone there will eat haggis. And there is a poem called Address to a Haggis that's quite long. But I'll end this podcast by reading the first two stanzas of that poem. So here is part of Address to a Haggis by Robbie Burns in Scots. Fair fa your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the pudding race, aboon the ma ye tak your place, pink, tripe or thairm, weel are ye worthy of a grace, as lang's my arm. The groaning trencher there ye fill, your hurdies like a distant hill, your pin wad help to mend a mill in time o' need, while through your pores the dews distill like amber bead.